4. I sorted papers and filed until my desk was spotless. That much easier for packing up my stuff when I resigned my position. I hadn't taken my diplomas off the wall, and my heart sank when I realized that if I followed through with my plan, that was exactly how I'd be ending my day. I'd always regretted that my mother didn't live long enough to see me become the skinny girl she'd always wanted me to be. The full effects of my late growth spurt hadn't been readily apparent before she'd passed. In my grief, it had been hard to appreciate the extra 5 inches bestowed on me in less than a year. That vertical magic, combined with months of barely eating, had taken me from a chunky 5'3" eighth grader to a willowy 5'8" high school freshman. Well, now I suppose I ought to be grateful that she hadn't lived long enough to see me leave the L.R. Bennett Foundation with my tail between my legs. A failure. It was especially hard to stomach because even when I'd been the chubby girl, I'd always been the smart girl. The straight-A student. The one with the answers. And in this, I was admitting defeat. My melancholy attitude would require copious amounts of wine, and I already wanted to kick myself for being grateful that my mother wasn't alive to see this. Who thought stuff like that? Me, apparently. Elle interrupted my pathetic moment of self-reflection.
You've been avoiding me all day. That shit has to stop.
There were a lot of good things about working with your childhood best friend, but there were also some bad things, like not being able to hide anything. Personally or professionally, ever. She'd been the mastermind behind the plan of me begging Khan. She'd also advocated the unbended knee and in the dirtiest way possible method, but I'd demurred. Elle dropped into the chair across from my empty desk. I was going to stop by as soon as I delivered this to Archer. I plucked a single sheet of paper from my credenza, and Elle snatched it out of my hand.
Oh, fuck me. You did not write your letter of resignation.
What else am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to fight for this. Leave no stone unturned until we figure out a solution. And if we can't figure something out, then you go to Archer. And you tell him that it was a legal problem. You explain that it wasn't your fault, and you still deserve to run this place. You know.